at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool called Bethesda that had five large porches. In these lay a multitude of sick and failing folk who were waiting to be healed by the water's moving forces. Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be free? It's simply God's pleasure. Oh, when will you see? There's nothing to bind you, nor anything to hold you back. In all of God's wholeness, there's nothing you can lack. A certain man infirmed had been there 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew he'd been there quite a while. And yet the master sensed the man expected something more. So he questioned him quite bluntly, and that startled thought in trial. Wilt thou be made whole, or wilt thou be free? It's simply God's pleasure, or when will you see? There's nothing to bind you, nor anything to hold you back. In all of God's wholeness, there's nothing you can lack. The man began to protest. His excuses, they were many. I have no help, so I can't be first when troubled water stirs. But Jesus cut right through these complications with command. Rise, take up thy bed and walk, for nothing interferes. Wilt thou be made whole, or wilt thou be free? It's simply God's pleasure, oh, when will you see? There's nothing to bind you, nor anything to hold you back. In all of God's wholeness, there's nothing you can lack. That man got up and walked, his wholeness plain for all to see. Jesus found him in the temple, for he'd one more thing to say. You are indeed quite whole now, but remember, sin no more. Pure thought is where your wholeness lies, and there will always stay. Wilt thou be made whole, or wilt thou be free? It's simply God's pleasure, oh, when will you see? There's nothing to bind you, nor anything to hold you back. In all of God's wholeness, there's nothing you can lack. Wilt thou be made whole, or wilt thou be free? It's simply God's pleasure, oh, when will you see? There's nothing to bind you, nor anything to hold you back. In all of God's wholeness, there's nothing, nothing.